Explore the tropics at Whole Foods Market through April 16th. Save on juicy finds like yellow mangoes at 5 for $5 with Prime. Sweet Dacopan citrus is back, just $3.49 per pound with Prime. Plus, save on seasonal favorites like dragon fruit, kiwi, pineapple, and more. In the meat department, pick up animal welfare certified meats with tropical-inspired marinades. And be sure to try the spicy Hawaiian pizza, back for a limited time, only at Whole Foods Market.
All right, this sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With Advanced Control Mist, it's a new way to spray. It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. You can even customize your spray. Like, to cover targeted areas, you just tap the trigger lightly, or you can pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable. From sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+, this is sun care that'll come in handy when my kids are swimming, playing sports, when I'm hiking, when we're out at the lake, or whatever it is that we're doing outdoors. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
I won't let my body outweigh everything that I'm made of. Won't spend my life trying to change. I'm learning to love who I am. I am strong, I feel free. I know every part of me is beautiful. And I will always outweigh. If you feel it, put your hands in the air. Show some love to the mirror while you're there. Let's take it one day at a time. Cause you and I outweigh.
Happy Saturday, Outweigh fam. Amy here. And I don't know if y'all are on TikTok, but Lisa had once said, or maybe it was a friend of hers that said, that TikTok was the last happiest place on the internet. And I've been enjoying TikTok a little bit more and all the different funny things that you see on there. Two things that I'm enjoying more of lately: America's Funniest Home Videos, which you can watch. We get it, I guess it's on ABC, but I only have Hulu, so I watch it there. But you may be able to access it elsewhere. So funny. It's like what my body needs. It's just pure innocent fun. And you laugh out loud. It's a great thing to watch as a family. And then TikTok, it's kind of similar. As long as you can get in the right rhythm of stuff popping up on your feed that you actually really enjoy, it is so funny. And there's also a lot of dietitians that are taking to TikTok to encourage people to stop dieting. And I also think that that is super cool. Really, any way that the message can get put out there that we need to stop dieting is a cool thing. So maybe TikTok is where you get it. Maybe you're following certain accounts on Instagram. Maybe you're listening to certain podcasts. But just make sure that it for sure is people that are trying to steer clear of diet culture. And anyone that is demonizing food in any way, anyone that is saying that you should restrict food in any way, anyone that is saying that you need to move a certain amount in your life, whether it's once a day, twice a day, anything that has rules on it, you need to steer clear of it. So that's just my little tip for following people online, and it can be deceiving. There's actually an account that I follow that I saw doing something really interesting recently that I thought, oh no, this is such a bummer because so many people are going to see this and want to join in. And it is a diet. They're trying to not portray it as that, but it is. And anybody that they're reaching that is in an active eating disorder that might participate, it might make it worse. And it's just such a bummer because these aren't experts that are leading it in any way, shape, or form. And it's just, it's just frustrating the things you can see online. There's also a lot of happy, fun things, smart things online that can be very helpful to us. And then there's also things that can be extremely damaging. Now, I know a lot of women, I have some guys that listen, but women, I'm talking to you. We are a large target of the diet industry, and they are coming after us. I have a clip from a story that CNN did about the dietitians that are on TikTok and encouraging people to stop dieting. And this is a clip that I pulled from an interview that they did with her. This is dietitian Sarah Williams saying just that.
This diet industry, it's a $200 billion industry, and women are a large target of it. We are told the less space that you take up, the more valuable you are. And that's what I'm trying to like dismantle in people's minds.
So in case you didn't know, the diet industry is a multi-billion dollar industry because so many people diet. On last week's episode, I said that the average adult will try 126 new diets in their lifespan. Something that Kat taught me. And my mind is blown by that. And I have tried so many diets. And that's why the diet industry is so successful. And we try them, then we fail and we go back to the diet or we try another diet. And that's why it's so important that we try to find anti-diet people in our lives. People that are not posting about fad diets. People that are not posting about anything that's going to be quote unquote a quick fix. Because in the long run, none of that works. And I am speaking to you as a normal person that has tried a lot of diets under the sun. So what we try to talk about here on Outway and the experts that I try to bring on is we try to talk about what do you replace that with? When we've spent so much of our life dieting, well, what works for us? And really, it comes down to developing a healthy relationship with food and your body. And appreciating the food that we have access to and the food that we get to eat and enjoying those around us, being sitting around the table. That's why in our theme song that Britney Spencer sings, we wrote the little ditty that plays at the beginning of Outway, like sitting around for family meals around the table and, you know, eating what grandma made because you're able. We spent so many years not eating what our loved ones made that we didn't really connect and have that relationship with others and food that can actually be really awesome for our health, no matter what it is, because the anxiety that we have around food can be damaging to our bodies. And we can't be afraid to eat certain things, like from dessert to French fries. We can't be scared of that anymore. We want to be more about adding. What can we add to our lives, not what can we take away? And again, the good and the bad with food, it just isn't working anymore. And I've had to work so hard to try to get my kids to understand that there's not bad foods. Because even I, when I'm talking to them, I slip up and I'm like, oh, we're probably not going to eat that right now. It's not good for you. And then I'm like, oh, why did I say it that way? We're actually not going to eat that right now. I tried to just slowly rephrase what I was saying. We're not going to eat that right now because we're eating this right now. Let's save that for later. I'm not saying no to it. I'm not saying they can't have it ever. It's just not in that moment. And I don't label it as good or bad. It's just not going to be what we consume at this very moment. My food rules from when I got my kids, I was in an active eating disorder, and they are very different than they are now as a parent in recovery. And in these last couple of years that I've been in recovery, a big fear was like, what is going to happen with my body? How is it going to change? And it has. I work out differently, not as hardcore. I enjoy my body more. I don't judge it in the mirror as often. I'm still guilty of doing it from time to time, but I have to have a talk with myself and cut it out and be like, don't do that. When you walk by the mirror, don't do that. That's not what we do anymore. It doesn't matter. I haven't weighed myself in forever. I have no idea what I weigh. When I go to the doctor, I turn around on the scale because I don't need to see it because I don't want to be triggered. Maybe I'll get to a point where one day I can see it and I'm not triggered, but I don't know. I don't trust that part yet. I'm not to that point in my journey. And something that I think that is important to remember as we try to stop the dieting and we try to stop the restricting and we try to start adding things to our lives, adding food to our plate, is we have this fear of gaining weight. right? Sunny weather is upon us, and the sun out means more time outside. My kids have sports. There's also swimming, hiking, going to the lake. And I'm always on the lookout for sun care that's easy for all of us. And that's where the new Banana Boat 360 coverage is coming to the rescue. It smells good. It is incredibly light on your skin. It is not greasy, which I think we can all appreciate. And it's an all-new bottle with advanced control mist. It's a new way to spray. Better control means coverage that you can count on with a precision pump to get all your big and little spots. I mean, you can literally customize the spray. You just got to tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas, or you can pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Banana Boat 360 coverage is also aerosol-free, which is a plus in my book for sure. It's available in Banana Boat's high-performance, water-resistant sport formula, and pediatrician-tested kids SPF 50. You can shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
We do have an email for Outway, which is hello@outwaypodcast.com. And I'm not going to say the person's name because I don't know if I got their permission to read it. But she wrote in basically saying, I would love to hear a discussion on the Outway podcast about gaining weight and the recovery process and all of the uncomfortable parts about it. I'm so torn between wanting to recover versus continuing to struggle. But I'd also like to keep my current body and weight. It would be so helpful to hear about it from someone who has been through it and who has come out the other side okay and happy. And I will say I'm on the other side of recovery and I'm okay and I'm happy, but I want to have an expert on to break this down and maybe someone of a different size as well. Because in my recovery, I didn't know what was going to happen with my body. And that's something I've had some people send me messages about, like, oh, great. Well, yeah, you did recovery, but your body pretty much still looks the same. And I never knew my baseline. I mean, your natural body size is the weight that you would be in this world without restriction and without all these crazy food rules and working out too much and obsessive thoughts about food. Like that's your natural body size, but so many of us don't know it. And I fluctuate a lot. Fluctuating used to bother me like crazy. And I will say when it comes to being okay and happy, when I fluctuate a week where I could easily be up again, I don't weigh myself, so I don't know what feels to be 5 or 10 pounds, I just go to my closet and I put on a pair of jeans or an outfit that's going to make me feel good. And I don't try to stress about squeezing into something. And I carry on with my day and I really don't think twice about it. And I notice that when it's happening. I noticed it the other day, I was sitting at work and thought, wow, today is definitely one of those days where I am feeling heavier and it is not affecting my day. It's not affecting my productivity. It's not taking up space in my brain. I'm just rolling with it. So I feel as though I know and I want to believe that this is true for me now, that if I were to end up gaining more weight as I age and get older and as I'm in recovery and I continue to add more and more to my life, that I will be okay with the weight gain and my baseline. And again, my body is different, but I feel weird speaking about it from this place of privilege of there's something called thin privilege, if you're not aware. And so that's why sometimes it's so hard to see certain people on Instagram, like posting their stomach hanging over. It's hard for me to see too, even as a thin person in recovery, where I'm just like cringing because I'm thinking about other people that don't have that body. And it's privilege because it's what's more accepted by society. And that's what society has told us is acceptable. And it sucks and it's sad. But when thinner type people in recovery are trying to show how far they've come and they post like a picture of them sitting and their stomach is hanging out. And while it's meant to be relatable, like, hey, I have this too, and I'm not letting it bother me. I just think about the people that are in recovery and this is their natural body size. And like that type of photo isn't helping because that's not how we all look. It's all relative though, I guess, because for some thinner people, it might be helpful to see that. So that's where you get to pick and choose what content you're consuming on social media and what accounts are good for you to follow. And some accounts that are good for me to follow might not be good for you. You have to assess that for yourself. But just know that those of you that are your friends and your family and those that really care about you and love you, they're not going to change their minds about you. Like if you happen to put on weight or change your body, like your body starts to mold into what it was meant to be before your eating disorder, they're going to still want to hang out with you. And if they don't, then red flag, red flag. And if you gain weight by eating enough to fuel your body, eating adequately is something that I had to practice early on in recovery all the time. I would check myself, have I eaten adequately today? And again, it's not easy because we don't know even what is adequately because we've been dieting for so long. But if you gain weight because you're enjoying foods that you love and you're actually paying attention to when your body is hungry and you're eating enough, then you're now sitting in the body that you were meant to have. And you can either spend your days fighting against that, which gets super exhausting, by the way, or you can take the right little baby next step to get you to owning your body and the body that you were given and the body you were made to be in. And it is one step at a time. That's when we're trying to do anything in life. It's one day at a time, one step at a time, might be 1 minute at a time. But really, the person that you're going to get on the other side of all of those steps, the person that's going to show up for you once you get there, and it's a constant journey in life. We're always evolving, but there is a point where you make it to recovery and you have to actively work to stay there, but just not as hard as when you're in the throes of it. At least that's my experience. I'm really embracing myself, who I am, and now who I am with the people around me. And I have more space for people around me. And I am okay and I am happy. Back to the email, I'm on the other side and I'm okay and I'm happy and I'm enjoying people more. I'm enjoying my relationships more. I'm enjoying food more. My brain is free to take in other information. It's free to notice the little things in life. Like this morning I was journaling outside and I noticed some pretty little birds flying by. I love birds. But I sat there in awe of this cardinal that was sitting on a tree branch near me. And I was looking, it was a female cardinal, so it was brown, not red. And had this bright orange beak and this cute little mohawk. And I was taking in the bird. When I was obsessed with my eating disorder and that's all that took over my brain, I didn't notice little things like beautiful birds. I just didn't. I didn't have the space for it. I didn't have meaningful conversations with friends because I didn't have the space for it. I wasn't truly connecting with others because I didn't really have the space for it. I think I thought at the time that I was, but I wasn't. And others around me noticed that. And they have shared that with me later. And those have been some tough conversations, but I'm thankful for those talks as well. And so really, it boils down to how do you want to show up in the world? How do you want to show up for yourself and for your people? Do you want to show up consumed with, you know, your body? Or do you want to be present and really enjoy life? Because for me, I'm 41. I'm halfway through my life right now, if I make it to life expectancy, which I think is 78 and a half years old. So halfway there, if I make it that long. Neither of my parents did. And that's something that I think about often a little bit too much. And I'm like, I've got to enjoy the time that I have with my family, my kids, my meals around the table. I want to enjoy that. Kat and I got to go to an impromptu dinner the other night. I had Donald Miller on my Four Things podcast not too long ago, and it was such a great conversation. I encourage you to go check it out. Four Things with Amy Brown, Donald Miller episode. And he shared with us what he tells himself when something doesn't quite work out the way that he thought. Could be regarding whatever, like your schedule or a major disappointment at work or something in life. And he asks himself, what does this make possible? And I ended up having to work late the other day, and I was kind of bummed out about it. I didn't want to be working that late at night. And then Kat also had a late night, but our offices are right next to each other. And so I was driving by her office. She crossed my mind. So I decided to call her and I said, hey, I'm passing your office. I know it's late, but are you still there? And she said, yes. And I revealed, hey, I still have a sitter for another hour because I had to get a babysitter because of my work schedule, and I can hang. And she said, you know what? I can hang too. So we went to a Mexican restaurant and we got a little drink and I got some fajitas, and I think Kat got a salad because that's what she was craving at the time. And we ate chips and salsa and this creamy jalapeno sauce, Chewy's, shout out. If you know, you know, it's the best. And we enjoyed real meaningful conversation about real stuff. We didn't have long. We had that 1 hour to like get there, park, go in, eat, then leave. And we ate real food. And the great thing is we're both in recovery. So neither one of us like said one unhealthy thing about what we were eating. And I know that that's hard. Sometimes if you're around someone that's not in recovery, it's like, oh, take the chips away. I can't eat anymore. Or don't put those chips in front of me. I don't want to eat the whole basket. Or, oh, I'm going to have to go to the gym after this to work all of this off. Like we in recovery, we didn't have any of that talk. It was just talking about real things that are going on in our lives and then enjoying some really good Tex-Mex, which is my favorite type of food. Could eat it all day, every day. It's my favorite. If I haven't said it, I'll say it again. It's my favorite. I love Tex-Mex and I love Chewy's and I love their creamy jalapeno sauce. And that's something I used to definitely deny myself. I wouldn't allow myself to eat that. So ask yourself that question. What does this make possible when you're facing any kind of change in your life? And you never know. Life will surprise you with something fun, but you have to have the space for it. Back in my eating disorder days, I probably would have never even called Kat on my way home. I just would have gone home and tried to go to bed because it was late and I shouldn't be eating that late anyway. And I would have missed out on that connection and that opportunity for a nice little hour with a friend and some food. So what does this make possible? And now that I'm in recovery, it makes a lot possible. And then another thing Donald asked is, when we're going through something really difficult or challenging or hard or facing adversity, is we can ask ourselves, what big thing is this preparing me for? And of course, I spent years miserable in an eating disorder, years. What has it prepared me for? Well, conversations with you on Outway and conversations with other experts and sharing some of my story in hopes that it might be helpful and using it for good. And I stayed silent on my eating disorder for so long because there was so much shame and embarrassment. And now this is the thing. This is the thing it was preparing me for, to come alongside others, because it's already given the platform through the Bobby Bone Show, but we don't really talk about eating disorders there. But then iHeart giving me a space in the podcasting world to create whatever podcasts I wanted to create, which we started with Four Things with Amy Brown. And then on that, Outway was born, and it was just some bonus episodes, but then it was born into its own podcast. And this is where my passion is at. And so I'm thankful to those of you that are here and those of you that are listening. And I hope you have a great rest of your weekend. And sorry, I've been rambling here at the end, but just important to me to keep this thing going. So Love hearing from y'all. If you want to send a note, again, it's hello@outwaypodcast.com. And I will see y'all next Saturday. Bye. All right, this sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With Advanced Control Mist, it's a new way to spray. It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. You can even customize your spray. Like, to cover targeted areas, you just tap the trigger lightly, or you can pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable. From sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+, this is sun care that'll come in handy when my kids are swimming, playing sports, when I'm hiking, when we're out at the lake, or whatever it is that we're doing outdoors. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Need an easy button to feed your baby? Baby Brezza's Formula Pro Advanced makes a perfectly mixed warm formula bottle automatically at the push of a button. No air bubbles, no fuss. Literally, choose your temp, select your ounces, push start, and you're done. Works with virtually all formulas and bottles. Say goodbye to the 3 a.m. feeding chaos and hello to this revolutionary stress-free solution. Raising a baby is hard enough. Let Baby Brezza make feeding a breeze. Get your Formula Pro Advanced at babybrezza.com.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.